The World Health Organization estimates that one third of the world is well fed, one third is underfed, and one third is starving. That's over 2 billion people dying from hunger. In a survey done in the year 2000, it was found that about 860 million adults in the world were illiterate. Figures suggest that around 100 million people worldwide are homeless. These problems don't just occur in a country far, far away from where you are. They occur in every single country all over the world. For example, in the US, up to 3.5 million people are homeless each year. Every day, 100,000 people sleep on the streets of Australian towns and cities. The World Food Programme estimates that more than 10% of the starving people it helps live in urban areas. This is caused primarily by rural people migrating to cities in search of a better life. So what can we, as individuals, do to help? Well, there are two things. You can donate your money or your time. Sponsoring a child, that is paying a little money each month to help with their food, clothing and education, or donating a sum of money regularly to charity is a worthwhile thing to do. However, if you want to see and feel that you're doing something good, if you want to see the results of your charitable actions, then why not volunteer in your local community? The first thing to do is decide on an issue you feel strongly about. Do you want to help children, the homeless, or the elderly? Do you feel strongly about the environment, education, or abandoned animals? Once you've thought about this, research the different charitable initiatives in your local area. Find one you think your experience, skills and enthusiasm will be suitable for, and contact them. These organisations, whether they're registered charities or just groups of people helping out in their community, are always looking for new volunteers. And they'll let you know how and when you can help. And there are all kinds of things you could do. You could help deliver meals to the elderly, unable to leave their house. In the UK, this is called Meals on Wheels. But every country has this kind of charitable organisation. You could work in a care centre for disadvantaged children. Imagine the joy you could bring to these kids, and the sense of satisfaction you'd feel to know that you've helped make a child happy. Whatever you do, it doesn't have to be a huge commitment. Even just helping out somewhere once or twice a week makes a difference. We all have such busy lives, but how often do we take the time to help make the lives of other people better? How often do we get that feeling that we've done something good?